Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
This is Zebulon Watley from Sons of Perdition, and you're listening to the Hank and Chain Show.
Live from Saginaw, Michigan, it's Ustream.tv's The Hank and Chain Show, and here is your host, Jared Morningstar.
Thank you, Mr. X, and welcome all of you to your Wednesday night internet home for great tunes. I apologize for last week's hiatus, but now it's time for another two-hour dose of great music of all genres, from the legends and independent artists alike.
I hate it when we have a week off. It's not that I particularly enjoy your company, Morningstar, but I miss the music. And well, it's just harder to be pure evil in real life. People just don't take me as seriously when I'm out in public.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Maybe it's your appearance. I mean, you have this really deep and menacing voice and all, but you don't look like the kind of person that'd be as evil as you say you are. Know what I mean?
Ha ha ha! Not funny, Morningstar. And they'd be wise not to underestimate me. I am pure evil, and if they don't take me seriously, well, they'll be sorry. But anyway, we have a great show tonight, do we not? Lots of great music lined up, and not exactly from the bands and artists most would expect to hear on your ordinary music show.
Spot on, X. We definitely have an unpredictable show for you all tonight in a number of ways. First of all, we will be airing a classic album feature of one of REM's best. The funny thing is that it's not an album you would expect. Not Murmur, Life's Rich Pageant, Document, or Automatic for the People. No, we're going to be featuring 1996's New Adventures in Hi-Fi, a record unfortunately ignored by most critics and fans, but one that is as good as anything that the band has ever released. It may be 14 years late, but hopefully, we here at the Hank and Chain Show can turn a few new people on to the record so that they'll go out and buy the album and fall for it like we all have. In addition to our unpredictable album feature, we also are airing a heavy amount of music from independent artists this week of all genres. We always sprinkle indie artists into each and every show, but this week it's an even bigger focus. If nothing else, we at the show hope that at least we can encourage people to start paying attention to the amazing music being drowned out by the current mainstream garbage that is force-fed to us by the powers that be. So let's not waste time. Tonight's starting lineup features music from Wolf Mother, The White Stripes, Pearl Jam, and Thieves and Liars. Stay tuned, folks, and let Ustream.tv's The Hank and Chain Show entertain you.
Mountain. This is Jeff Lowdown Shrimps from Corn Pone. You're listening to the best dang radio show of all time, the Hank and Chain Show.
You're listening to Ustream.tv's The Hank and Chain Show. And in case some of you missed our debut on the site a couple weeks ago, our show runs every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. So don't touch that dial, because we have a lot more great music headed your way, including our classic album feature on REM's New Adventures in Hi-Fi. Right now, we're going to bring you a country, folksy, bluesy set of songs from Old Crow Medicine Show, The Petty Bones, and the Avett Brothers. First, though, is the title track from Johnny Cash's recently released final album, Ain't No Grave. Keep enjoying the great music here on The Hank and Chain Show.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, And what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look down yonder, Gabriel. Put your feet on the land and sea. But Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet till you hear from me. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, meet me, Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings don't fail me, I will meet you anywhere. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, meet me, mother and father. Meet me down the river road. And mama, you know that I'll be there when I check in, my Lord. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
The circuit judge, son, don't be coy. Send you off the river for a jumpsuit, chain gang, shackles on my feet and hands. Standing on a 65, wishing I was rolling by with Alabama high test.
Alabama high test. Alabama high test. Got me in a big mess. Higher than a wildcat. They're gonna put me in the slammer if they catch me with that Alabama high.
be. Tears, so many I can't see. Years don't mean a thing to me. Time goes by, but still I can't be free. Your time.
Tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white. And I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. You're loved by someone, you're never rejected. Decide what to be and go be it. There was a dream, and one day I could see it. Like a bird in a cage, I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. tell me what's wrong and what's right. There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it.
This is Daniel J. Harris, host of the Soupy Gato Show. You can find us at soupygato.com. Drop us a line at soupygato@gmail.com. We are open to any and all music from all over the world. In each and every show, we try to be as eclectic as possible, never giving away a genre or style. Just allowing each artist to be the individual snowflake they really are. Now back to Jared Morningstar and the Hank and Chain Show, man. Dig it.
Welcome back to the Hank and Chain Show, and it's time for the first segment of our classic album feature on REM's New Adventures in Hi-Fi. 1996 was an interesting time for the legendary pop rock band from Athens, Georgia. They had recently embarked on a world tour to support their 1994 record Monster, but it had taken its toll on the band. Drummer Bill Berry suffered an aneurysm at one of the shows and nearly died, and other members of the band were injured over the course of the tour as well. It took such a toll on the band that shortly after the tour, Berry announced that he'd leave the band, marking the end of its original lineup. Luckily, it was still a very creative time for the band. While on the tour, they wrote several new songs, and New Adventures in the Hi-Fi is a collection of those songs. If one had to criticize the album in any way, it would be that the album does not have a signature sound. It's true that the album is a bit of a hodgepodge with songs of several styles, but all are outstanding, as one would expect from Michael Stipe, Peter Buck, Mike Mills, and Berry. Our first segment features hard-rocking songs The Wake Up Bomb, Bittersweet Me, and So Fast So Numb from the album, reminiscent of those found on Monster. Let REM rock your world like it's 1996, here on the Hank and Chain Show.
I look good in the glass pack.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Wake up!
Wake up!
across, innocence lost, all flesh and pulse. I move across the earth in my new pattern shirt. I pass satellite. You're so bitter, you'll complain. I can't give you anything. I don't know who you're living for. I don't know who you are anymore. But soon I'd chew my leg off when you're trapped in the sun. How easy you think of all this.
You're listening to the Hank and Chains Show right here on Ustream.tv. It's our second episode here on Ustream, and we're very happy to be here after making the switch from FlapDaddy.com. We hope you've enjoyed the great music here so far tonight, including the first segment of our classic album feature on REM's New Adventures in Hi-Fi. We'll get to more excellent REM in a little bit, but first, we're going to play a trio of songs from other great pop rock bands, The Beatles, The Fleshtones, and Politically Erect. You might have heard of that first band, but The Fleshtones have been making great music on the down low for decades, and Politically Erect is just waiting for an audience to discover them. So sit back and keep enjoying the music, here on Ustream.tv.
going down soon. Well, it started late one Wednesday night. Well, it started on a stage just like this late one Wednesday night. Well, the band, they were pretty hot, but they all ended up in a fight. Sunday afternoon. Well, I'm laid up in bed on Sunday afternoon. And won't you lend me a hand, or I'll be falling down soon. Well, Thursday, well, it was kind of mean. Pissed off the queen. And so I'm laid up on Sunday afternoon. Well, I'm laid up in bed on Sunday afternoon. And won't you lend me a hand, or I'll be falling down soon. Such a shame. Well, the weekend, well, it was such a shame. Well, all the girls on the dance floor, they damn near drove this old man insane. That's why I'm laid up on Sunday afternoon. Well, I'm laid up in bed Sunday afternoon. Won't you lend me a hand, or I'll be falling down. Lend me a hand, or I'll be falling down. Lend me a hand, or I'll be falling down.
Welcome back to Ustream.tv's The Hank and Jane Show, and hope you're having as much fun as we are tonight, both discovering new bands and artists, as well as great music you might have missed. Speaking of which, it's time for the second segment of our feature tonight on REM's New Adventures in Hi-Fi. As stated previously, the record was largely ignored by even the band's fans, and I have always wondered why this was. It followed three extremely popular records: Out of Time, Automatic for the People, and Monster. So one would think that many fans would have bought into it based on the steam picked up from the others, but it didn't happen. Either way, it's unfortunate, as the record is much better than Out of Time and Monster. So as said before, it was a record made on the road, and it sounds very much like a road record. Several songs deal with specific locales and traveling, including the next three songs: How the West Was Won and Where It Got Us, Low Desert, and Departure. So get ready to take a little trip, REM style, here on The Hank and Jane Show.
can't see anything. I made a mistake, chalked it up to design. I cracked through time, space, godless and dry. I point my nose to the northern star. Watch the decline from a hazy
go. Hey. Hey.
And if you aren't, well, there is clearly something wrong with you. I don't usually consider REM as one of my favorite bands, but I am enjoying the songs we've played so far, especially the ones that are loud and hard. And all of this great independent music, too. It almost makes me want to start up my own band. I don't know what I'd call it, though. I'd ask you morons, but I doubt you'd have any good ideas. If you really think you do, though, email them to thehankandchainshow@gmail.com. I'll humor you and consider them. We have one final segment of tonight's album feature on REM's New Adventures in Hi-Fi coming up in a bit. But first, get ready for some excellent hard and dirty rock and blues music from the Buffalo Killers, the Chris Duarte Group, the Horse Cave Trio, and Dwight Yoakam. Stay tuned to the Hank and Chain Show, or else, ha ha ha!
Yeah. in the rain.
Yeah, that Texas, Tebow, Tennessee. I said, Tebow, Thelma, the gal who made it record me. I'm gonna buy me a pistol. Is it long?
Kind of caught me off guard. You're probably wondering why I'm hanging out in your bathroom. Well, I figured it was the best way to get your attention. Anyway, my name is Blake Clayton, and I'm the host of It Burns When I Pee. It Burns When I Pee is a podcast about real country music. You won't find Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, or Rascal Flatts on my show. We stick our middle finger up at corporate Nashville and play the music that they don't want you to hear. On each episode, we feature an interview with a different artist, play tons of great indie music, and throw in some laughs along the way. So come on over to section86.com and download It Burns When I Pee. And like I always say, get your hank on.
Welcome back, folks, to Ustream.tv's The Hank and Chain Show. and hope you're all enjoying the music tonight. We really do appreciate those of you who listen to the show each and every week. It's refreshing to know that some of you really do love good music as much as we do. It means a lot to us and keeps us going, especially at a time of year for me when time is precious. We're winding down tonight, but we still have a lot of great tunes to bring your way, including our final segment of our feature on REM's New Adventures in Hi-Fi. As I mentioned earlier, it was the last album to feature REM's original lineup. After Bill Berry left the band, Michael Stipe and company decided to continue as a trio and simply hire the services of part-time drummers for studio and tour purposes. New Adventures in Hi-Fi was quite a curtain call for the original REM, however, as you've all heard in our first two segments. Our final segment features the softer side of the album, with songs that resemble Automatic for the People much more than the band's recent Monster. As strange as it sounds, these softer songs really add a lot of strength to the record. The three songs we'll be playing are E Bow the Letter, featuring a duet between Michael Stipe and legendary Patti Smith, New Test Leper, and Electrolyte. Keeping the great music coming, here on the Hank and Chain Show.
Song, smell, fade. wanna hear.
Hey, this is Charles Humphrey from the Songs from the Road Band. You're listening to the Hank and Chain Show. It's awesome.
This is the Hank and Chain Show, and you just heard our final segment of our classic album feature on REM's 1996 album, New Adventures in Hi-Fi. Now that you've all heard the record for yourselves, maybe for the first time, hopefully you will all see why we love it so much. Furthermore, we hope now that you've heard it, you'll head straight to your local music store or Amazon.com or wherever you buy your music and purchase it for yourselves. You won't regret it. We also encourage you to go out and buy any of the excellent music we've played by the independent artists tonight. This is how these bands and artists keep going, so support real music when you can. Every week, we feature a different artist or album, and next week we'll be featuring another underrated classic album, Bob Dylan's 1976 Street Legal. Loaded with abstract imagery and tales, it isn't the easiest Dylan album to grasp, but it's well worth the effort. Musically, it's incredible, and the songs are amazing, as one might expect from Bob Dylan. You won't want to miss it. Before we get back to the music, I'd like to remind our old listeners and let our new listeners know that the show continues to be podcasted over on section86.com. Each of our previous 34 episodes are available at Section 86, and each new episode will be posted on the Monday afternoon following its original Wednesday night airing. So what this means is that there isn't an excuse for missing even a single show. So head on over to section86.com after the show is over and start catching up on what you've missed. Before we sign out tonight, get ready for a great set of country numbers from James Scott Bullard, Joey Alcorn, Songs from the Road Band, and Deer Tick. Closing the show tonight with the Fiddle and Steel Bang here on Ustream.tv.
Pages blank before me, and I
it's another lonely night in the barroom. Something just turned the jukebox on. It's playing all those sad songs I remember that I haven't heard in so long. There's something about a dead man singing that sure makes me feel alone. Just resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. And Hank sings those sad songs about leaving. Johnny Cash is singing songs about jail. Ernest Tubb will sing you a song about Texas, but they're all down here in honky-tonk hell. Shot of gin. He wants me to go down with him. He says he knows a few of my old friends. And he said Webb sings those sad songs about
this time. Tell me how you really feel. but no mind. It's clear we're going apart, time to restart. Tell me what I know is true. Tell me now, don't tell me later. Tell me now, what do you choose? All those times we spent together, were they lies or only half true?
You've been listening to the Hank and Change Show here on Ustream.tv. But the clock has done run out on us again. Hope you've all had as much fun listening to the great music tonight, and that you'll tune in next week as well. Next week's show will feature another underrated classic album, Bob Dylan's 1978 gem, Street Legal. So be sure to tune in. It'll be a can't-miss show. Make sure to look us up on MySpace at www.myspace.com/The Hank and Chain Show. Add us on Facebook. And if you'd like to drop us a line, get your music played on the show, or even suggest a name for Mr. X's upcoming band, send us an email to thehankandchainshow@gmail.com. Oh, and don't forget to grab our podcasts on section86.com as well. As we sign out tonight, enjoy a great little song from Dave Akari, an artist from across the pond whose music can best be described as classic acoustic blues with a punk twist. For Ustream.tv and The Hank and Chain Show, this is Jared Morningstar. Good night.
She won't be back again. I love her and she used me. Love so blind I could not see. She's gone and she won't be back. Met her on a Borders bus. Traveled miles to others. Set up home up in the west. I really thought she was the best. She's gone. She won't be back. So blue, I loved her so, and she never knew. She's gone, and she won't be back. She's gone, and she won't be back. She won't be back. She's gone. And she won't be back.